Carrock 955, Tom and Loggy, special guest in the studio, chiller from Brewer Colo in Ocean Grove. You'll find the guys at Brewer Colo at the Great Australian Beer Fest this Saturday, April 2nd, Johnston Park. It's two sessions, 11 till 4 and then 5pm till 10pm. Some great entertainment as well. Are you going to get to see any of the acts, mate?
I will. Yeah? At the corner
of my eye. Are you doing any of the entertaining?
Well, no one's asked, but
you're always available.
Yeah. Never say no.
The Bad Loves are headlining the day session, and Art vs Science headlining the night session too. So
awesome.
Some pretty cool acts.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome. But definitely the day will be about the brews, and you've brought some of your brews in today for us to try.
Yeah, so I've got a bit of a range here, so it sort of talks to all what we can brew at the brewery.
Mm-hmm.
We've got our local brew, so we've got the Ocean Grove Lager.
Oh,
nice,
yeah, cool.
Nice, clean, crisp sort of a pilsner.
Yeah.
And then Bowen Heads Bitter, so it's an ESB, an English bitter, quite mm-hmm. popular.
I like
both
it, yeah.
Award-winning beers.
It's a goodie.
Yeah.
Those two.
Yeah.
And we've got coffee, which is an American brown ale with coffee in it. So we use a company called Hello Coffee in Apollo Bay.
Ah, good. Local.
We use their coffee to drop straight in. So, yeah. A six-pack of that will probably keep you charging all night.
Yes. The espresso martini version of beer kind of thing. Yeah.
Nice.
And then we got our pale ale, a good Aussie pale
Sorry, Dale, we'll just get you near that mic so we can get you nice. Good on you.
Then we got our pale ale, an Aussie pale ale. So the malts actually all come out from here in Geelong.
Yeah, cool.
And then we've got our special, which is we sponsor a competition called Masters Summer League. So it's over 35 soccer.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. We brewed a beer for them. So it's a mid-strength, so they could enjoy it before, during and after the game.
Yeah.
A bit of Dutch courage in a can. Yeah. So, yeah, they love it.
Nice.
But, yeah, so that's our a mid-strength. So,
cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get tasting. Let's start with the what's that, the Ocean Grove Lager?
Ocean Grove Lager. So, yeah. So story behind this is that, I'm going to spill all over your desk.
That's all right.
Yeah, the engineers, they all can worry about that.
We've got someone that can clean that up. That's okay.
Yeah, so the story behind this is that we wanted to brew a beer that will cut through that salt as you come off the surf. So nice, clean, crisp,
beauty,
hoppy beer.
Now, you know what Tom calls RAF's beach? RAF beach.
I just didn't know once. I read it once and I didn't
know.
It's okay not to know things, Loggy.
No,
you should know that.
I know. It is nice. But, that's okay.
This is actually cutting through the salt from her quite nicely.
Yeah, excellent.
I am a salty mistress, yeah.
Doing its job. It's great.
That's really nice, man. In terms of lagers, I find lagers can be a little bit nothing sometimes. Yeah. You know, there's not a lot going on and you're like, where's the flavour? And it just really disappears off you. It'll hit your tongue and then disappear.
Yeah.
That's got flavour for days. That's really nice. Good
on you. You've sold him on a lager.
Yeah. Play with that a bit. So you might pick a bit of sweetness in there. So we've changed up the traditional Pilsner recipe. We're throwing a bit of crystal malt in there to make it a little bit darker and a little bit tiny, a little bit more sweetness.
I thought it looked a bit dark for a lager. Yeah. So, but lagers are back, baby. That's the trend at the moment.
Next is our Bowen Heads Bitter. So this is an ESB, which is a extra or English style bitter or English strong bitter. So this again, using malts from out of Geelong. So we have a Vic malt.
Mm-hmm.
A special malt from malted for Victoria.
Oh,
so
cool.
You get a little biscuity sort of taste to it.
Nice.
Medium level bitterness all the way through, but easy drinking.
Now, Chilla, I call Tom an SB sometimes.
Or an SLB.
Yeah, which
strong
is...
strong bitter.
Oh, well, no, it's...
go on.
Sweet bitter.
It's a...
I'll edit it.
Stupid bitch.
No, it isn't. An SLB is a snippy little bitch. So
snippy
when someone's
bitch.
Being a little
SLB.
Bit like... Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
can make a beer out of that.
Yeah. So he's an ESB sometimes.
Extra snippy bitch. If you want to make Tom and Loggy's SLB, we will absolutely promote it.
You put your faces on a can.
Oh, don't even. You'll sell him straight away.
Yeah, absolutely. That's really nice. That's I expected it to be super bitter, but it's not. It's just...
So it's nice and a nice medium level of bitterness. So you still get the bitterness at the start, but then it's sort of the malt sort of rounded out.
Yeah, it's good. It's not hard work. You know, some really bitter beers, you're just like,
it's actually quite an old recipe, an English recipe.
Yeah.
So maybe they had an idea.
We're doing the tastings today of your beautiful Brewery Colo beers. Mm. And do you do paddles and stuff like that if people want to come and do this themselves?
Yeah, so. At any one time, we have 8 different beers on tap.
Cool.
And the paddles come in little 400 four 200 mil glasses. Mm-hmm. You get to choose it, or I could put something together for you, arrange. So, well, you know, if you're new to beer, you'll come up and I'll do a little interview.
Yeah. You know, what are you into? That kind of gear.
But then I'll sort of try and match their style to what we have on tap, because we've got quite an extensive range. But yeah, so that's part of the fun. Like, you know, you have a little beer interview, I suppose, with myself or the guys that are on the bar. Yeah, it's all part of the experience. But yeah, people always leave happy with and then finding out they actually like a beer that they thought they never had.
Awesome. I love learning about, I mean, you know me, beer, but
Teaches people about beer, Chiller. There's nothing left to learn when it comes to Tom.
I can be quite annoying. Did you know? Did you know? Shut up, man. Just want to drink the beer.
Just have the beer.
All right. So you've got the coffee one there. So take us through that.
This is our won a silver during the Australian International Beer Awards.
Robbed.
Absolutely robbed. Good on you.
Just missed out on the goal, but you know, it's always, you know. You can only go up, I suppose.
Yeah, that's
now fine. It's KOFE, which is Fijian.
For coffee.
Yeah. And do you know Tom's actually going to Fiji?
I barely ever mention on the show or post about it on social media, but we went for our honeymoon. We're taking the family back in May, so very much looking forward to it. Will I find that kind of beer over there?
Well, they do have a really good malt-driven lager over there. I won't mention the brand. It's one of my favourites over there. It's my go-to. So this is an American brown ale. With coffee in it. So we use a coffee from Apollo Bay, a company called Hello Coffee. They do a cold coffee press for us.
Yeah, cool.
And then we dump that straight into the fermenters near the end of fermentation. So you're getting the full kick of caffeine in it.
I've had that one before too.
It's good.
It's nice and smooth. It's a good after dinner beer, I suppose.
Yeah, if you want to stay up till 3.
Yeah, yeah. If you've got lots to talk about.
Keep that party going.
What can I say? I'm glad it's morning, because I don't do coffee after midday, so beautiful.
Well, you know, if you leave it out for a while, it gets warm, becomes an Irish coffee. A little trick of the trade.
You got all the tricks.
You can pour into one of these and no one's the wiser.
brilliant. So whilst you pour the palm, tell us, as a brewer, I've always wondered this, do you how does it work with you sampling your own gear, getting high on your own supply, that kind of...
Never take your own product notes.
No. Yeah.
Or in the case of beer, always.
So do you have a beer every day? Would you say that you have a beer every day, or are you just doing tasting and spitting out on some days
You want to sort of stay ahead of the market, or sort of look around for like products. So I'm always having a beer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I always go into our local independent bottle shop and always getting beer from them.
Ocean Grove Cellars, is it?
Yep, that's the one.
Gotta love them. That fridge in the back, literally
wall to wall.
Jimmy said to me yesterday, it's got all the beers that Tom likes in it. So you go down there.
I know.
Stacked.
I do.
Stacked in there.
It's like a library for brewers. Yeah. So you walk in there and it's just, you're always sampling stuff to try things that are out new on the market or new styles, and to get your sort of head around and out. And
when I go to Ocean Grove, I don't always see Loggy, but I do always pop into Ocean Grove Cellars. This is not an ad for them, though. I don't know those people.
Yeah. So this one, refreshingly easy to drink.
The pale ale, that's very nice.
Yeah.
It's good. I'd say you really straddle a line between, you know, someone who is into crafty beers like myself, but or someone who also likes to punch Great Northerns like Loggy.
That's me. You know? Yeah. I can't do crafty beers. I'm sorry. It's like, I love your OG original. That's why the Barman Head's bitter for me is, smack on. Love it.
It's a really nice pale. You could drink that all day. I mean, in a responsible fashion.
Yeah, 5.2%.
Drink it all day.
Don't drink it all day.
Yeah, in a responsible fashion.
As long as you're sitting down at a brewery.
Chiller, of course.
You've worked out how you're getting home. Now, speaking of maybe a beer that you can drink all day.
Yeah, so this is our summer ale. And we brewed this for a competition that we sponsor in around the, I guess, Bellarine or Surf Coast, and also Geelong, the Masters Summer League.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually sat down with the guys who run the competition and designed this beer. And they wanted a few particular things. They wanted something that was easy to drink, that was lower in alcohol, and those three guys that came in liked, not necessarily the whole everybody in the
competition. Those,
and they all liked it, and funny enough, and everybody else likes it. So it's an over 35 league that's played during summer soccer league. And it's all about sort of men's health and mental health and things like that. And
oh, that's so cool.
Proceeds of this beer actually go back to the men's shed in Ocean Grove.
So that's great.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be over 35 to drink it, do you?
No.
I am, but you don't have to be. It's for the general public.
It's a beer you can enjoy before, during, and after the game.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Pours nice and light too.
So, yeah, nice.
Thank you.
And well done, boys, by passing beers across the electrical desk, because we're not actually able to have liquids in here, but for today, it's happening.
I could have come around and stood next to Chilla there, and it would have been a much safer option, but I backed myself, and here we are. We're fine.
Yeah. Does it make you want to play soccer, Tom?
Makes me want to kick balls, that's for sure.
See what happens.
That's because it's the last one, though. Yeah. I've just had four beers. No, that is a very, very nice drink.
Do you know what? It's great as well, Chilla. Not only have you got all the beers, the beer tasting and all that sort of stuff, but there's heaps of events coming up at Brewery Cola as well, including a bit of Easter long weekend. Fun fact, you're gonna be open on the Easter long weekend?
Yeah, definitely.
Beautiful.
So, it's one of the big weekends in Ocean Grove, really.
Yeah.
But there's plenty of stuff coming up. We've got open mic nights and things like that. So
And bingo. Artists,
and
bingo.
Beer, bingo and trivia.
Oh,
we've got a comedy night coming up too. So, we've always got stuff going on.
If only I had mates in Ocean Grove that I could come down and hang out with at Brewer Colo.
Yeah. Don't worry, Chilla and I will hang out. Then we'll see how many texts I get from now on. Yeah, we'll see.
We're headed to Brewer Colo in 5 minutes. Can you meet us there? Yeah. Oh, no, I'm in Werribee South. She always says, even when she's not in Werribee South. All right, mate, thank you for taking us through your range. It's brilliant. Great work. We can find you 32 Marine Parade Ocean Grove or at the Great Australian Beer Festival, which is happening April the 2nd at Johnston Park. The two sessions, get online and grab your tickets, even if there are any available. I haven't checked, but I imagine that you would still be able to. Mate, pick a. Can you just get there early and pick your site so that you can see the stage? And
we've got a site that's near.
Oh, so beautiful!
You'll see our 1966 F100 truck that's all rigged up for the taps on the back.
Love it.
Sitting pretty.
Yeah.
So right there with Bells as well. So with their F truck, it's all awesome. It's all about the F trucks at brewery.
Yeah, brilliant.
Love it. All right, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
All right, thanks for having me.